Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bro Sling Big Podcast. This is a show where we talk about the simple and yet complicated ideas of self-improvement. Tune in and join us as we become the best versions of ourselves, just so that you guys can too, and always remember to like and subscribe for more. Real quick, I'm going to share with you a quick little paragraph from the book called The Way of the Superior Man by David Deanna. And it goes like this. Your close man friends should be willing to challenge your mediocrity by suggesting a concrete action you can perform that will pop you out of your rut one way or the other. And you must be willing to offer them your brutal honesty in the same way if you are all to grow. Good friends should not tolerate mediocrity in one another. If you are at your edge, your men friends should respect that, but not let you off the hook. They should honor your fears and in love continue to goad you beyond them without pushing you. Now, this is something we can relate to the most because we all came out of I don't know about you guys, but us three especially, we were in those types of friend group where every weekend we would go, oh shit, so whose house are we drinking now tonight? Or, who's got the card on them, whatever, right? Now, we didn't smoke or whatever, but that's just who we were surrounded with, right? And what did that lead us to do? We were doing exactly what I mentioned. Actions, right. Bad habits, bad actions, whatever, right? And it was just unfulfilling shit. And then came along these two, where right. we met the podcast, and then this little group forged. And what are we doing nowadays, right? It's the difference in our friend groups that has, in our environment too, that has forged who we are today. Right. And I honestly can't say I would be where I am today without you guys. And I'm
same here.
Sure it's this exact same thing here. And it's no secret. Like, you guys, everybody constantly hears your environment is who you are. Or show me your five closest friends and I'll show you who you are, right? But for some reason, people don't actually take that into account as much as they should, because then they'll go on continue to be afraid to cut off these bad ties or whatever, which is normal. Cutting off ties with old friends, especially high school friends, is probably one of the hardest fucking things you have to do, because those are your childhood friends. They're the people you grew up with. Right. They're the people that you've
spent a lot of time
with. Exactly. It's fucking hard, right? So we're going to try and tell you how we were able to not necessarily cut ties, but just grow beyond that point.
Right.
Right. I don't want
to buy criticism.
Or see what the benefit is of having a good group of friends around you and how you should go about finding that group of friends.
Yeah.
Because if you were to ask me, if someone were to ask me, oh, show me your five friends, I'd be proud to show all of you guys. You mean two of them.
So. And I already have done that. Like, that's why I'm so proud of doing. We had a guest, Andreas, on, right? And shout out to you, Andreas, for listening.
Shout out to Andreas. Out of
this book, actually, I think it was, he mentioned this quote, or he mentioned something like along the idea of iron sharpens iron, right?
Oh, so, that was the other book,
The other one?
Yeah, Hard Times Create Strong
Men, that's me what it is, right? But regardless, what is like the benefit of having a group like this, right?
Right.
The idea of iron sharpening iron is that we all push each other to grow, only through the idea that we are honest to each other and that we want each other to learn from each other's mistakes, right?
Exactly.
It's like nowadays it's so hard to find someone that actually wants the best for you. People want to be better than you. They may say they want to, like, they may say that they want to see you become the best version or whatever, right? But in reality, they still want to be better than you, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Here's the thing though, right? Because when we say we want each other to be the best, it's like, I know every single one of your guys' goals, right? So it's like, I'm gonna help you guys in the best way that I can, or sharpen you guys while you guys sharpen me according to our goals, according to our paths, according to how we can all get better individually. Like, we know each other individually. Like, we know how we are. We know our strengths, our weaknesses, what can make us tick, etc. Those types of things. Yeah. But like, when I used to have a friend group and stuff like that, it's like, no one gave a fuck. Like, no one really would call each other out. No one would really have goals. We would half-ass this, half-ass that, do a little bit of this, do a little bit of that. It's like, we're just like, we're all drifting, right?
Right.
All of us, we were on our own paths, etc. So it's easier. It's not, I wouldn't say it's easier, but it's...
It can be easier.
Yeah, it's easier knowing that, okay, I have a friend, he's doing this, therefore, I can help him, he can help me. You know what I mean? Iron does sharpen iron. Mm-hmm. When one falls, the other one can just bring another one back up.
Especially with criticism, dude. When criticism comes in and you have to criticize your friend for something that is mediocre, just like how the author said, it's very hard because then they take it the wrong way. And especially when they're doing something wrong, you have to take that thing the wrong way. And you have to, not the wrong way, but you have to take that to account and be honest with yourself and say, you know, I'm doing this wrong. How can I do better? And sometimes people are not willing to do that. especially coming from somebody that's close to them. Like, dude, why would you say that about me? But in reality, it's love that they need to see in that.
And it's probably because if they said the same thing to their friend wouldn't be willing to do it either, right?
Exactly.
It's the same idea of show me your five closest friends. I'll show you who you are.
Exactly. And
it's like we have such a rare case because to find like a group of people where you can genuinely say like, it's not even about me being better than you. It's about me seeing you guys become the best version of yourself. And even you guys becoming better than me. So that which will push me along with you guys. Like, it's rare to find that, right? How did we find that in the first place?
Before that, I want to say something also. Something that isn't really contemplated enough is when you have a friend group where everybody is, you know, trying to pursue alkali goals, the standard is higher. And this reflects back to, and me and Mike were in the same friend group in high school. So we can really relate to this. But when you're saying like, oh, this is what my friend is doing. If that friend is just fucking around, it makes you feel like it's okay to fuck around. When you have a friend that's like on his shit working and you have to watch him as he's getting his shit together and you have to understand and you know that this guy is doing this and I'm not, it hurts. I mean, for any person that is competitive, at least for me, it's like I hate watching somebody that's, you know, getting his life together and it's me just sitting back. And I'm like, I'm not okay with that. And that pushes you way more. So the essence when I think of like what can a friend group do to you besides just the criticism, it's the standards that you have to put yourself in, that it's like I have to keep up with that. I know what the limit is, and that limit is the least from degeneracy. And it's like, I have to keep that going. Or else you kind of are away from the friend group. You know, people say you can't drag your friends up top. And that, I believe, is absolutely true.
Yeah.
So you have to drag yourself to the top with them.
Yeah.
It's like this.
Oh,
like,
wait, that didn't make sense. But no. I hope you understand the point I'm trying to make. Fuck.
You want to speak soon?
No, I was just going to say, like, the more you fall behind, the more separate you guys will become. Mm-hmm. And the more separate your relationship also becomes.
I was just thinking about it too, because if you think back to like days like when we all like used to hunt, like our ancestors, etc., it's like if you have a friend group and one of the guys is out there picking berries, looking at trees, looking at the clouds, and not really, he doesn't really want to go on a hunt, right? He's just sitting there eating all the food reserves. It's like we're kicking that motherfucker out. Like, you're out of here, bro. Like, if you're not gonna hunt with us, if you're not gonna,
we're gonna stay hungry and we're done.
Yeah, we're gonna stay hungry and we're gonna go after the boar, the animal. While you got out there and like and you're picking berries off a tree, looking at the women, fucking drooling and shit, like, you mean there's more to life than that. And if you are like that, you'll get kicked out of the tribe. And that's the same thing kind of equates to this. It's like if we have someone falling behind, not only will we tell them and call them out for them falling behind and call them out for their weaknesses, call them out for, you mean, those types of things, because we know that they can be better. But if they don't take it the right way, then it's like, are they really the friend? Or are they really, you mean,
the person you need? Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's what I was exactly going to say to that question. Like, how did we find this group? It's really, really important to know that when it comes to cutting off ties, it shouldn't be personal, like, ever.
Yeah.
Your friends, they are who you are today, part of it. They are part of who you are today, right? Your old friends, right? You should be grateful for them, whatever they've done to you, okay?
How did you cut ties?
I'm sorry, but before that, cutting ties is not something that should ever be personal. People want to take a person, they're going to say, oh, he doesn't want to be friends with me anymore because now he thinks he's better than me. He thinks that he should, he's going on some self-improvement journey and, oh, he thinks he's going to be a big shot or whatever, right? But if that's what your friend is saying about you, then they were never really like your friend and it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
Move on.
Because they would understand you, right?
Exactly. And it's they start to get envious because you want to start to better yourself. That's not a friend. That's not. That's just. Yeah.
That's an enemy more than a friend.
Mm. Turn yourself, Sash.
Thank you. Exactly. Like, that's someone that's going to literally bring you fucking down along with it. And it sucks. It sucks, it has to. But you have to understand that they understand, too, that it shouldn't be personal. It never will be.
Yeah.
That's how you have to go about cutting ties. It's just you're going different paths. That's fine. People split all the time. That's just part of life. Things end. It's okay.
Dude, I cut all, like, most of my friends, and I don't even have a bad relationship with them. I'm not on bad terms with them.
Just talking.
Turns up the echo.
So I'm not even on bad terms with them. You know, like, I see them somewhere, you know, I just meet them up. I just say, hey, what's up? How you doing? How you been? All this type of stuff. But I'm not on I made it clear with them that I'm on a path where I can't keep going to having fun on weekends and stuff, you know. And most of them did understand me. But some of them didn't. Just, there's just life, you know. Some people won't understand you all the time, but... I don't think it's personal. It shouldn't be a personal thing.
No, never. Fucking literally never.
And a good friend should actually like support you with that, and he should like come along on the journey.
That's the ideal scenario, but unfortunately that doesn't happen with a lot of people, right? But it's just about finding the right person. Right. Like, we're lucky to have found you guys. I knew Sadula was closer to the good friend when he came up to me. He said, yo, let's start a podcast. That takes fucking balls to start a podcast in the first place. So what does that tell you, right? Cutting ties is one, it's easier when there is someone else that you think is like, okay, this person is more aligned with my goal. Maybe I should try to pursue something with them.
Right.
And with what you were saying with that, how the relationship goes out, sometimes the friends will ignore you, whatever. Let it be. Just let it fucking go and move on. Because that's just, it's the same thing with like relationships too, girls. Let it come to you. And then just work on yourself. It will come to you. Instead of
I want to share. Do you think that just because a friend, I'm quoting you on your words, just because a friend doesn't align with your goal, means you have to cut them off? Because I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Okay.
However, if you are serious about pursuing your
goal. Here's a good question. When is it that you should cut a friend? At what point? When is it a good time to... Not a good time, but is what needs to happen for you to say, okay, this person should no longer be in my life? And I'll answer that for you on my terms is the second they stop benefiting you in any way.
I was going to put it on this scale, right? Put it on like a little interval. Positive, neutral, negative, right? Once your friend, exactly what you were going to say, once they start to fall into the neutral zone and then the negatives, they start dragging you behind, pulling you back. They're not letting you become the person you're meant to be. Then that's your signal that, okay, I need to cut ties off, but I need to cut them off respectfully. And if they don't want to cut them off respectfully, then they're just gone. However, right? Like, you mentioned that you still keep in touch with them and whatever. And it's the same way for me. Like, you don't have to go fucking ghost and be like, bro, I'm so much better than you now. I'm going to go find my purpose. Whatever, right? Like, you don't got to be a dick about it. Just say, hey, look, I'm sorry, but I got a different goal. I have a different vision in mind. And it's as simple as that.
I want to share how I cut ties. And I think this is a common misconception. It has to be in a text. Just one text, say, hey, I'm not going to be friends with you. I think the best way to do it is just through time. Mm-hmm. Next time they hang out, you decide, okay, this is not the person I want to see myself with in the future. And a good way to put it is think of yourself in 5 years. Is that person, do you want him to be with this person still? And that's a good way to put it into a future perspective on kind of deciding whether or not you think they're going to help you or you should still be friends with them. And for me, what I found is most of the time, I haven't shot anyone a text saying, hey, I don't want to be your friend with anybody
anymore. Yeah, I didn't even know that was
never. That's not the proper way to cut ties, because that's how you create bad blood. Mm-hmm. I think the best way to do it is just through time. They're going to ask you to hang out and you're going to say no. And then a week later, they're going to ask you to hang out and you say you can't. And after a period of time, they're going to get the understanding of it. And then that's kind of how it's just like, I guess you can put it as evolution. Not really evolution, like, but that's kind of how I see it. Yeah, just as time goes, just like people get the message. If you say no enough, they'll say, okay.
They get the hint.
Exactly. So never, I hope you guys don't understand. Has anyone ever just shot a text? Saying,
I didn't know that. No.
Yeah, dude, I did it with all my friends. Yeah. Just like that. I'm just kidding.
No. I'm going to be a friend. Put a die and just send.
So,
yo, fuck you, I never talk to you again. Yeah,
That's not what we're trying to say here. It's just one text. It's a matter of time and just understanding you have your own direction you have to go towards.
Exactly. Because your actions will also... show them that you're on a different path. Therefore, it will push them to also be on a better path and eventually maybe meet with you on that same path and still be friends with you. You know what I mean?
Because
you guys had fun with your friends, and I'm pretty sure you enjoyed their company, but it was just not the path you wanted to take with them.
Mm-hmm.
But their personalities and stuff were, you know, sometimes people are the good, like they're good people, but it's just that they make wrong decisions. I think that's the difference. So keeping somebody that is a good person in life but makes wrong decisions, sometimes you have to step away from that decision-making process with them and just go in your path, and maybe eventually you will meet somewhere when they also change.
That's also what people don't understand. It's like when you cut them off, they think that they're bad people.
Exactly.
You're cutting them off, but they don't understand the deep meaning to like what it means to actually be on a good path in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, make good decisions.
Yeah. not make like bad decisions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's what people need to understand.
I don't think you have to go tell your friend why you're cutting them off in terms of a detailed response. Like, don't have to give them all the...
I think communication is key. You have to.
No. But I'm just saying, like, hey, I want to get my shit together. That's all about... That's really as far as I would go.
It also depends what kind of friends you are with them.
If they ask about it, though, what would you say? Like, why?
Me and you are close.
Would you go beyond that?
Well, I wouldn't cut you off, but...
No, I'm saying, if you did, right?
Uh-huh. Well, I would never directly...
ask you why not or something. Why? You wouldn't tell me details?
Georgie goes, yo, why'd you stop hanging? Like, it's been a while
because
since
you're hanging out. Is there a reason why I'm actually, like,
I'm not saying completely be disclosed, but rather just keep it buck. You don't have to go tell you exactly everything, the details.
Yeah, maybe, dude, obviously only share what you're comfortable with, but it's like, is it something that you should really hide from your friend?
It's not necessarily hiding it, it's just...
But not just be like, oh,
I guess maybe.
I guess it depends on a friend. It's like, when you're good friends with somebody, but you see them constantly making the decision that you don't want to be a part of, you confront them and say, hey, like, I'm doing this and that, and what you're doing is just very different. It's almost opposite from every decision that I make. So it's like, maybe we can go different about this. Maybe we can change something. If not, I mean, you go your way. You live with your decisions. I'll live with mine. And I hope the best for you. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I hope the best for me, but I'm just suggesting that, you know, we help each other, and that's communication. Now, over time, how the person understands your suggestion is a different story.
Yeah.
And then you go different ways, and time, like you said, time will either separate you two or just bring you together.
See, that's how I thought of it, too, because if you are, like, cutting off a friend, it's more likely because you want to better yourself. If you are to explain that to a friend, obviously, explain only what you're comfortable with, whatever, but... sharing that with them could also give them a wake-up call and be like, okay, maybe he's right. If he's changing, because you mentioned it earlier, seeing your friend change without you drives competition. My buddy just hit 10K a month at 19 years old. That drives me hella. I'm like, damn, he's doing it. Why the fuck can't I, right? And it has to be a healthy competition too, but that it is a wake-up call in a sense. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, it is.
It's not something I would want to, like, hockey.
Dude, I think also, too, it's like people shouldn't be afraid to tell their friends, like, hey, listen, what you're doing, I think is wrong. I don't think smoking weed is the best for you. I don't think it's a good thing to do. I don't think sitting around doing nothing all day, doing a little bit of this, doing a little bit of that, is good for you. I don't. And that's why I don't want to hang around you, because you do those things. Mm-hmm. It's like, we got to have, like, some conviction, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Tell those types of friends, hey, listen, I don't hang out with you because you mean you're just don't do the things that I do, right? It's okay to say those types of things. People are kind of afraid to tell people that.
Literally because not being able to be honest with anybody. It doesn't have to be only friends. You just got to be able to tell someone straight up what you actually think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, be afraid of that. Too harsh way, but you obviously need to have a good communication skills. You can't just say some fucked up shit, but you really need to be honest with them. You need to tell them what you actually feel and what do you actually think about certain situations, because then it's like you're lying to them and you're not telling them what they're actually doing. Mm-hmm. That way they won't understand what they're doing wrong, you know what I mean?
And that goes back to what we all do with each other. We all, like, are honest, like, sometimes brutally honest with each other, you know what I mean? We will call each other out and stuff like that, and we all try to understand each other in ways that might not be normal for people. For example, if someone new came into, like, our group and stuff like that, it's like they have to get used to us, like, you mean, not drilling them, but, like...
outing them.
Like, not outing them, but, like...
confronting them?
Confronting them. Yeah. Pulling out the weaknesses. Like, pulling out their weaknesses. Like, I'm sure all of us know, like, what makes... like, what is our weaknesses? What we're good at? What we're not good at? Exactly. Those types of things. And we had to kind of form that through being around each other so much. And honestly, I didn't fucking like it at first. Like, you guys calling me out and shit like that.
Yeah, nobody. That's why we had such heated conversations.
Like, I didn't fucking like that shit. And I had to kind of get used to that, understand, okay, it's not from a place of being mean to me, because then it's like, why do we all show up every Sunday, right?
Right.
It's from a place of growth. It's from a place of
love,
understanding. Care. Like, they see something that I don't. You know what I mean? That's actually a good thing, right? They see a blind spot that I don't see in my life. Therefore, I should probably make a change to it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And just like how when we started the podcast, right, everything was good. I told Sasha about the idea because we talked about the things that we agreed on. We never talked about things we disagreed on. But when it came about podcast and, you know, we became closer and got to know each other, we found out that there are some things that we actually disagree with. And that's when the confrontation, that's when the little arguments, little step backs came in. And that's the edge that we had to push beyond in order to become closer and also get this thing going. podcast and our friendship and everything else around us. And good friends like we are, and the love that we have for each other, is actually what kept us going. Mm-hmm. To not say, oh yeah, these guys, I'm just having arguments with them, I'm wasting my time, you know, the emotions are high, all that kind of stuff, because it didn't really feel good, you know what I mean? It wasn't a good feeling. But the results showed itself. I mean, we're almost at 1K. We've been doing, we had how many episodes now? Like above 60, yeah. 60 something. Yeah, 69. Exactly.
God, fucking damn.
So it's like, yeah, and we only film once a week. So mm-hmm. it's a long time that we've spent together and all that kind of stuff. So I think at the end of the day, the best intentions for you are the friends that will stick with you through those hard times.
Yeah.
So that's a very important thing to, I think, distinguish. Because in my relationship, every friend that was with me in good times and they didn't stick with me when I needed help and stuff, that shows more about your friendship with them and your relationship with them, not just that person, but your overall relationship with them, than just the fact that, oh yeah, you guys have fun together. Everybody's good when you have fun with them.
Yeah.
It's the ones that stick with you in your hard times, and same goes with you as well. That shows actually, your character.
That pans out really well, because I was really just going to ask, like, how do you know you found the right friend? And part of my answer was that exactly. Like, yeah. Can they deal with confrontation, and can they accept the fact that obviously we're humans, we don't agree on everything, we have different fucking minds, but you look past it and you learn to grow together with exactly. those different perspectives, right? That's how you learn more about each other and about people in general.
Exactly.
So what else can we say about that? Like, how do you know you really found the right friend?
Well, I don't think that should necessarily be talked about, because we do know the answer. It's the opposite of how we know.
We do, but do friend. They?
Well, what we shared that with. If they're not benefiting you, you drop them. If they are benefiting you, keep them.
So what's beneficial to you? How does someone benefit you?
That varies on the person, because it's in terms of their goals.
Yours personally, let's say.
So what would I look for in a friend?
Yeah.
One that challenges me.
Okay.
One that that has a or a goal in life. If right. they're directionless, I don't want them necessarily in my life, because that's going to push me back. And then right. someone that wants to grow. I mean, those are the three. And loyalty. Loyalty. Right. The loyalty comes with everybody. You know, I don't think anyone is. Of course, there are friends that aren't loyal to you, but I mean, you should know that from the start.
That's like a given.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you said loyalty kind of comes with it, what do you mean by that?
No, I mean, saying like it's a given. Like, that's just the thing. That's
everybody wants a friend with loyalty.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Not everyone wants a friend that's direction. I mean, everyone prefer one that has a direction in life, but
right.
some people don't mind it. Okay. So I'm like saying, what are my boundaries?
Exactly.
Because they'll ignore that. They'll be like, okay, mm-hmm. maybe his purpose isn't quite clear yet, but at least he'll drink loyal. With me, or he'll go to the bar with me every other weekend. Yeah. So exactly. I don't care.
You know what's crazy? That even like my friends and my family, some people like don't understand. People just don't understand being on a mission, doing things, because being on a mission is like the total opposite of what people do nowadays, because they do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, half in, half out. Like, they're just like half-assing everything. And it's like, it was like before I found you guys, like I was just like kind of all alone. Like, even I stopped talking to Josh, not because he was a bad friend or anything. We both were on our journeys, you know what I mean? Then we kind of found each other, right? That type of thing.
That's right? a great thing you share that, because fun fact, me and Mike didn't talk for a year, because you cut
ties. I don't think it was a year, though.
Was it? Maybe not a year, but I don't remember call why you stopped.
It was a couple weeks. It was weeks.
No.
Maybe months.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, then the end of 2022, right?
No, way before that. Freshman year or something.
We talked about this our first couple about, episodes, too.
I know, but I'm bringing that because just because you cut ties with someone at a certain moment doesn't mean you can't. It's forever gone.
Right.
You can find each other throughout time. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, we're a living embodiment of, you know, through time, you kind of understand that we are on the same direction, just at the moment we weren't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. And that ties in so well with what you were saying, why people are afraid to, like, confront each other. You're like, oh, because when you, like, they should be afraid, because they know that people take things the wrong way now. They take it personally just because their mission isn't aligned. Like, what did you just say? People are drifting, right? I know you love that whole idea of it. People are fucking drifting, right? And when you try to confront them, you say, listen, bro, I'm sorry, but I'm doing this and that. They get in self-defense mode. They say they get defensive, and they tell themselves, all right, this guy clearly thinks he's better than me. I don't want to be his friend anymore, right? But people just don't understand that's not the whole point of it. Exactly. That's why they are afraid.
Dude, I think it's something about, like, people's lifestyle is just, like, making me sick. I don't know. It's just
You said this last time too.
The thing is, like, being like, I think I did say this, but being mediocre just makes me just fucking, I don't know, just makes me sick.
It's gut-wrenching to me. It's fucking gut-wrenching. Yeah, so I'm sorry. Like, and if you're like if that's a huge indicator, to my friend is okay with, like, yeah, bro, I'm thinking, I want to be okay. I want to find like a, I want to have like a 5K a month salary, and I want to live like a, just a life where I get to come home, watch football, and just go and turn on my TV.
At least that person knows what he wants, right? Some people don't even fucking know.
Fuck that, dude. No, if that's what you want, fuck that.
I'm saying that.
No, yeah.
People don't even reach that standard, dude.
No, I know. Yeah.
People don't even reach that fucking standard.
But that standard's still way too low. That standard's way too fucking low for
me. Yeah, it's okay to have standards, too. And it's just like,
of course, yeah.
Being around you guys, like, being around you guys, like, empowers me almost. It makes me feel, I mean, rejuvenated, right? And you should find, you know, that friend group, those friends are good for you when they rejuvenate you, not leave you empty after you hang out with them, not have you thinking after you hang out with them, but leaving you thinking, leaving you empowered, leaving you with new knowledge, those types of things.
Like, actually ask yourself, when was the last time you hung out with your friends and be like, damn, I really just learned a lot by myself from that hangout. Because
I'm telling you, bro, I on the drive homes from here, bro, I'd be thinking, dude, I'd be thinking,
me
bro.
Too, dude. I wasn't even here for it, which I was upset about, but like 2-3 weeks ago, he sent a text being like, yo, thank you guys. I learned about myself so much tonight or whatever. Yeah. I mean, you guys also remember exactly. That. Like, when was the last time you actually, not even just one, told your friends about that, but also just had that thought in your head? Like, I would come home hungover. After I would wake up hungover as fuck, I'd be like, God damn, that was so much fun. Let me do it again. Never, what did I learn from that? Never, how did that benefit me?
You're like, oh, dude, you're too serious, bro. It's okay. Take a break, bro. We'll take a nap, dude.
Have some fun.
Yeah, exactly. I hear that a lot. Yeah, have some fun, man.
Dude, you only live once, bro. You might as well just enjoy the whole fucking thing, right?
Have some fun is crazy,
dude. And that's the thing. People don't understand the enjoyment in growth. Like, that's the like, biggest enjoyment you can get in life. It's like watching yourself and close friends around you growing together and going up little by little, step by step. And I feel like that's the best enjoyment you feel, mm-hmm. rather than that one spark that you feel like, oh, you just grew, but in reality, you didn't. Or that fun feeling at the moment, but in reality, it's nothing.
What do you guys think about this? Because I've had people talk to me about how they're in high school and they want to do self-improvement, but their friends, they're not really on it. They kind of make fun of them a little bit for it. Like, what do you guys think about that?
You don't live for your friends, you live for yourself.
What?
You don't live for your friends, you live for yourself.
Yeah, I know, but you cut them off right away. People in high school, it's different in high school, right? You see different. Them every single day. It's like you're constantly around people.
I mean, I'll put it on a deeper scope. I understand how difficult it is, but one day they're going to die, and one day you're going to die, and if you're going to die scared of someone else's judgment, what kind of life are you living? Because everyone's going to forget about you. In reality, one day this world will end. Every single human that's ever existed, I'm going to go that far, will eventually be forgotten.
Yeah.
Like, and to live a life where you're going to just care about what other people thought, that eventually will also be underground.
I think that was
just
one of the motives that...
Like, as deep as that sounds, as sad as that sounds, it's true.
Very true.
Sometimes you need to wake up that way.
Yeah. I used to be like that. I would care, like, if I told my friend the honest and the truth, and you know, I'm gonna cut them off, or I tell them anything. So, for example, if I saw that they were doing something bad, and I would go confront them, right? You know, obviously they would be like sad, and you know, not take my advice the right way. I would care about that, but then I got to the point where I'm like, you know, I can't keep lying to them. I can't keep lying to myself either, because when I tell them a lie, that means I'm lying to myself because I'm not being my true self. Mm-hmm. So I was like, fuck this. I'm just gonna be honest with them. Why is my mic low, dude? Yeah, so I was just like, I tell them the truth. It would make me feel better too, because then I know that I'm not lying to them.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I've actually changed a lot of my friends. You know, I've told them the truth and they've changed. And at least if they were doing something wrong that I told them about, they changed in that part at least. So that made me feel good. And I'm pretty sure that made them feel good too.
It's like,
yeah, go ahead.
People are so like willing to be peer pressured by smoking weed, doing drugs, but when they get peer pressured to be better, when they get caught up for their shitty habits and stuff like that, it's like they run more towards the pleasure and not more towards the growth, you know what I mean? And it's kind of weird how a lot of people, the reason that they just stick with the same old friends, they do the same old shit, and they want to change, but they just get peer pressured into doing the same shit again. It's like, at that point, it's not your friends, it's you. It's like, it's not anything else but you, right? Don't blame it on your environment. Don't blame it on your friends. Don't blame it on this and that. Like, you put yourself in that situation. Therefore, those are going to be the consequences of your actions, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. One suggestion that I would make when you ask that question, or I would say my opinion on what should somebody do when they're in a friend group, my suggestion would be honest with yourself. Sit down one day, take out a journal, and write things you want to achieve in life. Then also write down the things you do currently and the friends that you have. And maybe just ask your friends, hey, what do you want to do in life? And don't ask anything more than that. Just say, what do you want to do in life and what's your goal? And then write down their response. Some of them might say, I don't know, I haven't figured it out. Or they say some different answer. Write them down without going in depth of, oh, why is that? Or how do you plan on pursuing that? Just write them down and then compare that one sentence answer to each one of those questions and then ask yourself, where am I at and where am I going to be in the next 5 years if I keep doing what I'm doing and if I'm still around the people that I am? And then the answer will be clear. Now, it's what you do with the answer. Now, if the answer is, you know, I'm just coping or I'm just not cutting ties even though I know I should, well, then that's the answer that you have. Now, the decision you will make based on that answer is only your fault. So if you don't cut ties, even though you think you should, right? And there's this subconscious thing that's calling, or consciousness that is calling that you should do something better, but you don't do it in your life. Well, that's your choice and you will regret it. One way or another, you will. So it's better to deal with that fact now than have to delay that and then eventually find out. Because there's no way that at some point of your life, you will tell yourself, I should have done this and that, and you will regret it. There's no way. Everybody regrets something in part of their life. Everybody thinks, I should have done this sooner. Everybody has that thought. Everybody has that realization. It's when you do it and how do you do it. So sooner the better. That's it.
And that's really the idea of the magic is in the work you're avoiding. Like, you don't want to cut ties, it's going to bite you in the ass.
It will. I go as far as saying, if you don't cut ties, you die that day.
I agree then.
Yeah, I love that. I love that quote. No, it's some people die when they... Fuck, how does it go? I think Benjamin Franklin says it. I'm going to
reset. Die twice in their life. Where people live.
No, people die twice in their life. Either you die when you go in the grave or you die at 18. Or, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah. That's the first one. You either die when you go to grave or you either die when you start giving up on yourself or your dreams. Yeah. Something along those lines.
The second you don't have your dreams, it's the second you got nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Might as well
be
dead at that point.
Dude, I don't know. I feel like people just nowadays, like, who actually do the bad shit, it's like deep down, like, they know that what they're doing is a bad thing. They know that they want to change, but they don't. They literally just don't do it. And then they look at other people, they get envious, they get jealous, and they kind of cope, and they go back to their pleasure seeking habits, whatever. But deep down, it's like people know when they see people like us, for example. People might get envious. They might get like, oh, like, yeah, like, oh, it's not that serious, bro. They might like smoke a little bit like more, you know what I mean? But it's like deep down, I feel like people like that are really just sad. They're really just like, I mean, they really do want to change, but they don't, you know what I mean?
Dude, see, that's
what... Because no way people just think, I want to smoke weed for the rest of my life and fucking maybe drink on the... Like, no way. There's no way people do that.
There's no way. They don't understand this. And they don't have this thought, like, what I'm doing is wrong.
At least the basic ones, dude. Drinking, smoking, partying. There's no way those basic things don't make you realize that is a mediocre style of living.
Like, let's think about it, right? So, let's say we're one of those friends that go out partying and smoking and stuff. We go at a club one day, and the next morning, we're like, you know, fucked up because we drank so much last night and we smoked a lot. Next morning, you wake up and you go like, oh, shit, I should have never done this, like... That's when you know, then you cut those friends off and then you actually have to try to, better yourself. And not just cut them off because that was wrong. You got to talk to them about it too. You tell them, you know what, I failed this this morning, I had this thought. Why don't we just change? Why don't we not do this anymore? If they follow you, great. But if they don't, then you should just go on your path, to be honest.
See, here's the thing.
Because the moment you say, I fucked up and I should have never done this, then that means, that means like you have to really stop doing that. Because, you know, I've had... So, every Sunday we would film. Next morning, I'd be like, yo, shit. Like, yesterday was a great day. I filmed with my friends. It was a great day. I had moments where I hanged out with my friends. I mean, I didn't really drink or smoke. But, like, I would just be out just aimlessly just playing stuff with them. I'm doing some random shit.
Yeah.
having fun. Then next morning, I'm like, you know, I could have just done something else. And that's when I realized that those were stacking up, those kind of days where I'll be like, you know, I should have done something else yesterday. And when you come to this realization, you know, it's the changing point.
Yeah, like that's how I would have answered that question where you asked him, what if your buddy is doing what? He's saying, oh, your MBA is this self-permission, why are you going on this, whatever, blah, blah, blah. They start chit-chatting at you. I think it's time for a confrontation because a lot of the times people do understand that what they're doing is wrong. And I think them coming at them, taking it out on you is just them projecting. So by me, like confronting them would be kind of answering their cry for help. And if it comes to that point and they still are, you know, being stubborn, they're being resilient, they're like, no, it's not that. I don't even care about changing. It's just you think you're going to do this, whatever. Like, I'm trying to... Whatever shit they're going to try to fucking tell you, right? Because they don't want to see you become better than them. That's when it's your signal to cut off ties, right? Because I genuinely believe the same fucking thing where people don't understand that, okay, I'm going to live a really mediocre life if I keep going on with these mediocre habits. Something needs to change. And then when they try to project that out on you, that's when I think a confrontation is in dire need.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to go, I'm sorry to go off topic, but this came out of my head. I was like, I'm trying to think of a time where I have grown because you guys. And like the most obvious example, and this is another element of having friends that push you farther, is when we first were together, I was in a point where I stopped partying for sure, but I still had those urges. And I remember the days where it was like Friday night, I'm by myself, I have my Snapchat on, and I'm seeing people party. And I was like, damn, I wish I could party. But I never had the ability to because my friend groups have, going back to kind of the standard element, is I didn't have the accessibility of partying because I knew nobody that does party.
Yeah.
So that's another benefit is like, even if you have that, you're going to have urges. You're going to have weak urges. That's part of life. Not always going to be perfect. And when that happens is if you have a friend group where it's not even accessible to go to those options, it's such a great benefit. But then I'm thinking even deeper element. And now I look back and now I can even say, I don't even have Snapchat anymore. I don't even have those urges. Why did I not have Snapchat? Because I remember one day Sadul was like, why do you have Snapchat, bro? And I thought to myself, I was trying to give her an answer. And I just came out empty.
Fuck this guy. I've asked the same question a million times.
We've all asked Josh this question. Yes, but you fucking, you answer, you know how you answer. You just say, fuck this. Brother, come on.
How am I the one answering when I'm the one asking?
Oh, enjoy his criticism, bro.
It's not your fault, but you're my brother. And you just answer with like stupid, idiotic answers.
Oh, shit. Like, wait, what?
No. Wait, you wouldn't give a good answer. You're just going to say, you're just a fucking degenerate, bro. You give that answer. Don't lie to me. You don't give me an actual answer. No. This is beyond the point. I'm sorry I went this far. But this is beyond the point. We don't have to go here.
I'm saying wait because I'm confused. I'm the one asking the question. Why do you have Snapchat? So what am I answering? I don't get it.
You were saying something. I'm sure you were. But the whole point of my message. of my message is as time evolves.
You mean my reasonings?
Okay.
Sasha, come on, bro.
You're wrong, Sasha.
That didn't make sense.
No.
I think that's your personality type too. I'm the same way. I'm straight up with somebody, right? Like, I'll tell them harshly sometimes. Like, I actually won't hold back. Like, when it's too much, I just don't feel like going around anymore. I'll just be like, yo, dude, you're being a loser, and then I'll elaborate on it. You know what I mean? I'll elaborate on it in a deeper sense why I think that way. And the first thing I start with, I'm saying, hey, I could be wrong, but let me tell you why I think that way. And then I go, let me know if I'm wrong. That opens up the conversation for them to also let me know where my flaws are or where am I thinking wrong. So then I say, hey, this is what I think and this is my reasoning. So I think that's just his personality type. Like, he just told you something straight up because, look, he could have went around and said, you do this, 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 and that, and that's what leads you to the actions. But he said it straight up. With one sentence answer. You're a degenerate, you're a loser, right? Let's just say, as an example. But that's still the answer that he would go to.
You know, he's not like that. You know how brothers are.
Why don't you help me grow then?
Exactly.
What the same way with bullshit answers are? I think you mean reasonings, right?
I don't recall, Sasha. I really don't recall what you're
saying.
That's fine. All I know is...
You just don't want to see me grow then.
All I know...
You definitely know. You just don't
want
to tell me because you don't want me to grow.
All I know is it didn't work. So something went wrong. Okay? Maybe on my part.
Can I tell you what I think?
Maybe it's just because you are the one speaking. Maybe not.
What? I think it's definitely because I was the one speaking. Because I was definitely. What were your reasonings?
To
delete Snapchat. Yeah, why do you have Snapchat?
No, well, he was doing streaks, right? So yeah, I asked him.
I was not doing streaks.
Yes, you fucking were, bro.
Bro, what? God. Yo, God. That's damn. Oh, bitch. Oh, that's bitch. A lie.
Are you serious?
Yes, you were.
What the
me fuck? You were. You were doing streaks.
You were doing streaks.
That's the reason why I told you to delete Snapchat.
My bullshit answers. Clap. Oh. Fuck this guy. Fuck
okay,
this guy.
So you guys know my life more than me. Okay.
Dude. No, I know that. That's one thing. That's one thing that I know for sure that you were doing streaks. That's one thing I know for sure.
Dude, me and Zula will not be gaslighted right now.
Yes.
Yes, you fucking were.
Oh my god.
Yes, you were.
I hit a gym story. And I think that's.
And you were. That
was one of them. That was one. Yeah, that was one. That was before the only reason. Well, I'm talking earlier. Earlier.
What are you talking about?
Earlier.
I stopped streaks at 2020.
We didn't even start podcast at 2020.
I know. I didn't do streaks with you guys.
I didn't have you on Snapchat.
I have zero reason to lie to you guys right now in front of the camera.
Can you re-download Snapchat right what? Now?
Okay, so how about this?
Re-download Snapchat
if he
right
didn't
now,
do streaks,
what
right?
Happen?
Would you? I mean, would you tell him to delete Snapchat other other way? Because
no, here's the thing. I have Snapchat. I have Snapchat for pictures. Right. That's the only reason why I have Snapchat. I don't have Snapchat to do streaks. I said it.
I didn't have Snapchat to do streaks. I never gave a fuck about streaks. I didn't take a picture of both the S or both streaks.
With the S?
But I snapped beyond that point once.
I was just snapping pictures. Beyond that point. In a
very early time.
Then it became just gym story. But beyond that. But before it was just gym story, there was a point
dude,
where streaks
I
where I would ask you, why do you fucking do that?
2021 at most.
Josh, download. You can re-download Snapchat, and it'll show like all your.
Oh yeah, when was
be,
the
like,
last time? Yeah,
weeks old, and you'll see how many of them are in a row. That was probably your streak. So do that after this.
Okay,
perfect. Because so it was my realization point how
it's. Because I know you wouldn't tell me if you were just texting somebody or just.
Me and Sadula were not gonna be gaslighted right now.
Because I know Sadula
I'm not. There's
you
no
you
way I do. I stand with
you
that.
You
streaks.
Had
streaks. What?
Yo, Georgie, did you end that?
Yeah.
Because
when
Georgie came to the United States, it was recently, obviously. So
when I came back,
I see him send a snap or something. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he goes, yeah, I'm just having streaks with three people. And they're like, are they your close friends? And he goes, yeah, kind of and stuff. So if it's a close friend and stuff, what's the point? Why don't you just text them or talk to them, call them? Why does it have to
be
like?
That's what I realized. Like, I'm really just snapping them, just a picture, but I wouldn't talk to them. Like, but I mean, I have Snapchat because I have a lot of pictures saved and a lot of it's like memories for me.
Yeah.
And
same here.
Also, if I want to text somebody, there are some people that reply faster on Snapchat. So I just like text them on Snapchat.
Exactly, yeah.
Is it not make you guys laugh?
Look, I was trying to, wait, I was trying to explain it to Josh. Because I'm saying I don't think Sadula would tell you to delete Snapchat if you were texting someone or having Snapchat to save pictures there.
Well, I can straight up tell you why I had this on Snapchat. I was hoping some girl would just shoot me a text or snap me out of the blue one day.
Yeah.
Because I had no one.
It happened for the most part, yeah.
No,
there was a lot of, like, they would just add you. You would add them back. And then you would snap. And
hey,
all that
who are you?
That's what I did in Georgia one time.
It's the only way I thought
you would text you streak question mark.
That's my old dude. Is nobody else laughing at the fact that
streak? Dude, I don't even know you.
You would try to like, you would be like, oh, yo, who wants to start a streak? As if it's not the most pointless shit ever. Like, that's how you started.
That's the old Riz.
Good morning streaks, good night streaks. Oh, my God.
You post on your story and be like, who wants to start a streaks? Or new streaks, question mark, bro? Like,
oh, that was wild.
And what's funny is that there's 19-year-olds still doing this.
We're probably just coping back in the day.
No, I see, dude, I see a lot of people. Look, this is what I see in the gym,
Snapchat.
Right? They go, boom.
It's fucking weird.
Send, like, I just know they're sending. So they fix their hair. You know, they look at themselves.
If you're
and they
doing
send.
Sending a picture
I see it a lot.
No.
No.
Right in the
bro, my streaks were always me. And I would put the corner of my face up and it's just the ceiling. Streaks.
Also, guys.
I remember your
dumbass streaks. I remember them.
7:50. It's 8 o'clock, guys.
Of course you did.
It's 8 o'clock, bro. You want to wrap up?
You're 45 minutes.
I was supposed to be at work 30 minutes ago, guys.
Oh, 7:30, right.
Oh, shit.
7:30, 20. But almost,
I want to mention
there.
One thing, right?
No,
before,
fuck that.
Before we end this, right?
This is your job, Mike. We're keeping you here. That's why you're getting your focus in, man.
Anyways. Yeah. No, my shit went up when you left. My percent went up.
10% now?
It's 10%.
That's awesome, man.
No, I got your pay when you went away. I got your paychecks when you went away.
Yeah?
No, we don't get paid. Anyways, but I was going to Josh's point about like the whole party. It's like, even if Josh like went to party or went to drink, I'd be like, why? Why'd you do that? Or I'd be like, even if you went, even if you wanted to party, I'd be like, why? And he had to give me a good answer, or he's, it's not happening.
Like, that's, yeah, that's, I mean, those types of things. When you remember, we had, it was Mitch where he was talking about the bad trip, right? And you said you want to try shrooms. In my head, I said why, and I was literally going to ask you about that later, but you had to give a good reason. You just wanted to experiment or some shit like that, right? What mm-hmm. is your reasoning for it?
Because I heard that they are good for, like, kind of, I just want to, they're just, like, good mushrooms, you know what I mean? But, you mean, just I'm not, like, I'm not going to sit here, I'm not going to sit here and be like, here goes, I'm going to try shrooms in the future, you know what I mean? But it does look like an interesting topic, you know what I mean? That's why it's, like, I was open to talking to him about that. And if I gave you a shitty answer, be like, bro, why not try shrooms?
Like, yeah, if you were going to tell me that, oh, I want to do it so I can escape reality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to see. Like, we kind of all know if we're saying a bullshit answer or we're giving excuses or we're just coping, you mean? That's when we say.
And depending on how defensive someone gets, like, their reaction there, but if you can see them like start fuming a little bit, you're like, all right, I understand, I don't need to ask any further,
right? Yeah. And good thing you brought that up, because I feel like before you even get to the point of confronting your friends, you got to know them, right? You got to know their weaknesses. Oh, you got to know their true self, because if you just tell your friend something that you don't even know about, then it's not a right confrontation, and you can get gaslighted too. It's like, I know the fact that Josh did streaks, and there's no way he's proving me that he did.
Did not.
Okay, how about this? Redownload Snapchat. Redownload Snapchat. Check, and we're going to put a screen. And I'm okay with saying I'm wrong. I just don't think so.
I'm not being ignorant here. I did not do streaks.
So, one thing is, yeah.
I've been sent streaks, bro. I'll be out for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I guess.
I had streaks because I snapped people, but I did not snap people for the intent of just streaks. Does that make sense? I didn't just keep snapping.
You know snapping.
Like, oh, let me keep your streak. No,
it's just he asked me this question. So if you snap people, you keep on snapping. Well, that's pretty. Well, streaks is just doing it in the morning, at night.
Streaks is just make sure you take a picture every day. Therefore, your streak. You therefore, your number increases.
But when you snap somebody, it's still same shit.
That's not a.
In a different way. Why were you doing that?
What?
If you had them,
me and Josh had a long streak.
What?
Me and Josh had a long streak.
I think my highest was 400 something.
I snapped.
Yeah, mine was like 500 or 600.
Almost 2,000, dude.
2,000?
No, almost 1,000.
Oh, shit, dude.
I think it was like 900.
George was a pro. Georgie was a pro Snapchatter.
Pro streaker.
I don't know if it says here, bro.
2.5
Yeah,
years.
Somewhere there, like 1,000, bro.
Hey, get off his phone.
You still keep that streak, Georgie?
No. I recently stopped sending streaks. And I let them know, too. I'm like, I stopped with streaks, so just like, because some people might get it, because I know them, like, you know, they're my close friends, that I'll just be snapping them. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to understand, like, I don't want them to get it wrong, that I just ignored them, or I cut them off or some shit like that. I just told them, you know, I don't do streaks anymore, just so you know, I'm stopping this. Yeah. Nothing personal.
I'm going to elaborate this because it's a big misconception.
I just cut everybody off.
I did not snap people just because, like, I need that number to go up. Never was that. I snapped people because I was hoping we would start a conversation at one point.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of the same way.
How long can you go through snapping and hope for the conversation? I think one, two snaps is enough.
You have no idea how hopeful I am.
Yeah, well.
Well, that's what I'm naive. Don't be telling us you're not doing streaks then.
I never did anything for the intent of streaks. I never did for that number.
Yeah, it's actually funny how me and Josh
doesn't change the fact that it is streaks.
It's streaks, but there's a whole different point. I did not keep Snapchat just for the sake of streaks. I was never going on Snapchat for the sake of streaks.
Then I'll still confront you. You shouldn't have done it through that.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with that point, but I'm going to absolutely say I never had Snapchat for fucking streaks.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did streaks, though. Because the point that I got from that conversation is you were just denying that you had streaks in the first place. Yeah. You should have clarified and saying it was an intention.
I thought that's what you were referring to.
No. Okay. But, yeah.
Maybe we cleared the blue. Cleared the water.
I think we should kind of wrap this up and go right to the quote of the day.
Yeah. Stay hard, man. You know, be a man.
But I don't think...
I was just saying something. I don't remember finishing my point. But I was just saying, just get to know your friends.
Yeah.
Really, really know them. And I think really, really, the only way to get to know your friends truly is confrontation and you know, finding out the disagreements between you two. There's no other way you get to know somebody. Because if you just agree with this person, then they are another version of you and nothing else. That's it. You're just looking at yourself in the mirror and you're just talking to yourself or you're just talking to a brick of wall. That's it. Nothing else. Because if we're all unique in our own ways, in order for me to get to know you, I got to know your different side than myself. Because if I agree with you, that means, you know, you have the same personality type as me, but there's no other thing that I'm looking for in you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we all have different reasons why we think the way we do.
It was so helpful.
Okay, go ahead.
So how? There you go. I'm not saying some fucked up shit.
Go ahead. Say it. I'm letting you, man.
It was so helpful when I became friends with Sash because I got to know more about a gay person and what all they're all about. Wow. So,
you know, that's how you're gonna finish it off.
Yeah.
No, but like
one. We've been brothers our whole life. When did we become friends? I don't understand.
These are never friends.
Yeah, what?
Best first friends.
But brothers. We became closer, Sash, when I found out you were gay and that's when
he supported you.
Here's what I think about it. I'm your only guy's friend here. You guys are just all brothers.
Oh, no, never mind. You guys, you two, and then you two.
Yeah. I forgot about you guys.
Fucking idiot.
We're all brothers, guys, in a different way.
Yeah. We all have balls and a dick.
I hope so. But one thing I want
to do, I need to check you or something? I don't understand.
You know, I think this is for every man out there, literally. Be a man and take the criticism like a man. Like,
exactly.
This should be a serious thing. You know, they can't be talking about feelings and, you know, I don't feel good today. Just don't tell me anything, what I did wrong and shit. Like, yo, just grow a pair of balls and, you know, fucking be a man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Take the criticism like a man.
I'm going to give the audience a quest right now. What they can do is go ask all their friends what their goals are. And if they give you some shallow-ass answer, I mean, that's enough said right there.
You have to clarify that, like, you want a detailed response.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just say what your goals
are. That's a little unfair to them.
Look, maybe I want to be a millionaire. If you just straight up text me what your goals, I'm not going to give you a fucking detailed answer for the sake of you sending me a text. You got
to
actually...
But if you'd be like, yo, bro, I'm trying to... You actually have to talk to them, bro. Can you, like
approach it the right way. Like, bro, like, how are you making money? Or what are your goals? Like, what do you think your purpose is in life? Like, where are you actually going?
If I were to go about it, I'd probably share... Hey, I'm trying to see if we align goals. I would probably share my goals first so they get an idea of like what kind of answer you're looking for rather than just leaving it a blank answer. It's like, here's my answer. Here's basically how I would answer it.
That's a really good way of approaching it.
Now see how they answer it. And if they can't answer it with an answer similar to yours in terms of you give a detailed response and they say, I just want to have fucking sex. You kind of get your point.
Always like ask them why. Like always ask your friend why too, because always dive deep into why they say the things that they do, why you want that goal.
That's the easiest.
It could be for a shallow reason or a deep reason. You really kind of know what is shallow, what is not.
Because that's the easiest way to checkmate somebody. I mean, you finish them off right there. You know, you tell them
what are your goals.
What?
Oh fuck!
You know. Fuck. George, you got checkmated.
Yeah.
Clickbait.
That's their first.
But yeah, why is important? Yeah, Mike. Can you read the quote so we can. No, wrap this thing up.
Quote of the day: Friends who tell your mistakes on your face and criticize you every time are not just friends; they are family.
Yeah. What do you think of that? I picked that up.
You did a good job, bro.
Yeah,
actually, you could have done really better.
Yeah, Georgie. Except there's no author for this.
Yeah, by Georgie. Author, Georgie made that up.
I'll find it.
George,
let's just call it. It's my quote, guys.
And the shout out:
you are with somebody, with family, through blood. But you share brotherhood through your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That's a quote.
Yeah. Exactly. I didn't say that properly, but you guys got the point.
Yeah, that's deep.
And the shout out will go to, I never talked as deep and as profound as you kids do right now in this podcast as when I was your age. Kudos! !!
Ooh.
This is by user-mz6zv9... GL4E.
I love those type of user.
There's another user.
Oh, I know that person, bro.
What about the way we talk and how is it profound? And what topic do you want us to go so deep and
thank
profound?
Thank you for
that
comment.
And of course, thank
Dude,
you so much.
Dude, we still got to fucking fulfill that promise with that guy about the diet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're sorry.
Yeah, about the next episode.
Where's Jesse? Let's bring him in.
Yeah. Jesse, let's bring him
back.
You
got his contact, right?
Yeah, I did.
Jesse's going to come
Jesse?
For that.
Which comment?
The comment where the guy was like,
it was processed food. I know that was
yeah,
one.
Yeah, processed food. Uh-huh.
We did that with, well, at least that was our goal with
yeah.
guard, but that's not where we went necessarily.
True.
Yeah. So we just got to have to.
We'll do it more detailed.
Yeah,
exactly. We'll do it more detailed.
We'll do it more detailed.
We'll go deep and profound like
and
this guy told us.
You guys voted for friends/relationships, so we're, this is, I guess, a friends one, so let's
guys,
let's
guys, we're actually cooking up this episode like we promised you with our previous two guests, and this is going to be a banger. That's going to be related to
yes,
that, right?
Yeah, yeah, we'll do that soon.
Yeah.
All right. With that being
said,
think big, grow big.
Peace.